Good morning, everyone. Good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome into another episode of our Motivation Monday series. And thank you so much for your kind feedback. People said they really love these Motivational Monday episodes, and I love doing them because, yes, we talk about real estate investing here on the show and buy and hold real estate investing and financial freedom, but so much of that development of building financial freedom comes down to, yes, mindset and motivation. So that's what these episodes are all about. These are the frameworks that I try to live by and that other successful investors live by. Welcome to the show. If you're new here, thank you so much for subscribing. We publish 3 times a week. We do a shorter episode on Mondays, and on Wednesdays, we love to do really sort of a family finance episode where Natalie and I usually typically get together and talk about, you know, how to incorporate your family, how to do all those sorts of things to build your real estate investing business, and so you can ultimately achieve financial freedom. And then on Thursdays, we love to have an expert here on the show, not necessarily someone that has 1,000 properties. It could be someone that has 5 properties, but they've done it, right? The point is they've done it. And we like to share their journey, their strategies and tactics. So thank you so much. If you're new to the show, my name is Clayton, longtime real estate investor, best-selling author of the book, How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. And by the way, we're now on Audible. So if you want to get that book, the new edition is out. And it talks all about the new 2018 tax law in it as well. So check that out. On today's episode, I want to talk about how your intentions can change your future. Look, we've all been through hard times, right? We've all dealt with tragedy, trauma, things in our life. We are not meant to come here to have just smooth sailing. We are here for a purpose, to face these challenges. But when you are faced with these challenges, very often we think backwards or we think, you know, towards the future, and it's mostly fear-based. We either have anxiety about the future or fear about something in the past, and they're all things that don't exist, right? But your intentions can change your future, and I see it repeatedly, and it's amazing when you can sit down and journal about what your intentions are for the future. Let me give you a story that happened to me a number of years ago when I worked in a television station where it was just filled with all kinds of nasty gossip. And gossip is really the worst. It just eats at you. It eats at other people. It's not good for your soul. You all know people who are around gossips, people who just thrive on other people's business. You know it's not your business, right? If it's not your business, then it's other people's business, and therefore it's gossip. That's why, you know, I'm just not a fan of the news business anymore. It's just gossip. And so anyway, this whole building, they just thrived on gossip. Did you hear what this guy's going to do? And this boss has said this, and this is happening here, and this guy's going to... And I finally made a commitment. My intention was to stay away. I knew that it was destroying me, this gossip. And I set my intention every morning in a morning meditation before I would get to the building that if gossip showed up, I would separate myself from it. And I started placing my intention on that. And it's just like building a habit, right? Anything like that is like a habit. It took a few weeks, but over the course of those few weeks, as people would start to come up to me and start to just randomly want to gossip, I would just get up and walk away. And I sort of put up an invisible shield around me to just get up and walk away. And pretty soon, guess what? People stopped coming to me with gossip. And my intentions were to shift the energy. And I started to notice something, that gossip started to disappear in this office. It started to go away. And I didn't say anything about it. I wasn't holier than thou. When people would come up to me, I was like, I'm not into gossip anymore. And I'm going to put on my cape and grab my Captain America shield and I'm great. No, I just walked away from it. And in that, it started to shift the energy in the office. And also, I noticed how much my overall psyche improved as a result of moving away from that. So you cannot change the present moment. The present moment is what it is, but your intentions can change the future. Most people sit in fear, and it's not because they're not being present in this present moment. So they have a lot of fear about something in their past. They have anxiety about the future. But guess what? None of it is real. And so when you sit in the present moment and you align your intentions with where you want to go, the world shifts for you. Now, before you roll your eyes and say that this doesn't work, I'm here to tell you that it does. And there's a number of physicists who've now studied this at the quantum level There's so many great books written about this. I would even encourage you to check out The Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. We'll link that up in the show notes. A great book, and talks all about changing your vibration and your level of intention. Now, once you align your intentions with where you want to go, and you understand that it's true, things start to shift for you. I got an email this morning, or someone sent me an Instagram message saying, I work so hard. How can I make an improvement in my life? And it just touched me at a soul level. This person's working so hard. And I want this person to now sit down and in a journal, map out their intentions of where they see themselves and where they want to go. But if you come from a place of lack and you come from a place of not having, when you're writing these intentions, you will create more lack and you will create more not having. Intentions are the driver. And again, it's ordering food at a restaurant and having a knowing that it's coming. It's very rare that a waiter or waitress comes back to the table and says, oh, I know you ordered the burger. We're out of burgers today. Oh, okay. It's incredibly rare that that happens, right? When you place that order, you expect that meal to arrive in 10 minutes. Place your intentions and really see it from a place of abundance. So sit down, journal every day, and start to see where your intentions will go. It will change your future. And when you start to go back into that thinking that you don't have enough or that you're not worthy enough or that you have fears and anxieties about the future and past, shift it to a positive thought. Shift your intentions to where you want to go in your future and write it down. I'm here to tell you it can change. I was a guy that was tens of thousands of dollars in debt. I had a foreclosure to my name. I was paying for Chinese food that I bought maybe 10 years ago on a credit card. And, you know, it was probably $8 when I bought it. Probably ended up spending a couple hundred dollars on it over the years because of it, you know, interest and debt that I had. If I can do it, you can do it. There is no difference between me and you. So your intentions will change your future. What are your intentions this week? To go backwards? To live in fear? Or to move forward and change your life? That's why we're here. Let's do it. Let's do it together. Thank you so much on this Monday. I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you do something for yourself this week. Really powerful, really positive. I love all of you. And guess what? We're nearing the 100,000 subscriber mark here on the podcast. I just love that. We're already over 13 million downloads. Thank you so much for all of your kindness. And thanks to all of you for leaving those 5-star reviews on iTunes. It really helps other people discover the show. So thank you for your kind words. This is a place of positivity here on the podcast. If you want to bring negativity, go someplace else. We don't invite it. We don't allow it, and we don't even look at it. We'll see you next time, everyone. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor, and set your intentions that can change your future.